Coming up on American Parlor Songbook. Join us for sketches, stories, and songs on automation and AI with musical reporter William Valenti and indie rocker's fellow robot.
Julie, I don't know if we're going to compete with the machines, you're going to have to be more efficient than that.
I thought that was pretty concise.
Sure, for a human, but...
Well, isn't that who listens to the show?
Yes, our listener is human. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob. So then why are we pandering to the machines?
It's all about algorithms these days. If you want people to listen, the algorithms have to send them our way, you know, on the internet, social media.
Yeah, but Bob found us organically.
Yeah, but one guy who lives in a 1987 Chevy van with a broken radio dial is not going to cut it. No offense, Bob.
No offense, Bob. All right, listen, I'm going to try it again.
Okay, good. Just keywords, think search engine optimization.
Right, all right, I got it.
Okay, go.
APS, now, comedy, music, show good.
Perfect.
Stuck in the cogs of the machine, this is American Parlor Songbook with your host at the piano, J.P. Houston.
And on the other microphone, we started as a ventriloquist act until she became sentient, Julie Van Dusen. Automation. Artificial intelligence. Your inevitable obsolescence. The machines are coming. That's what they say, right? To build your appliances, farm your fields, mop your floors, heck, even drive your cars. Well, do we fight it? Or do we hang on tight and enjoy the ride? Or do we escape to the woods and go full Kaczynski? No, I don't even recommend going half Kaczynski. You don't have to get crazy. It's not too late to make sure the robots are on our side. The clock is ticking, though. They're coming for your jobs. Not mine. I'm safe for now. Nobody's out there programming a mediocre public radio host bot yet. No, it'll be at least a few weeks before AI can wrap their wits around strings of rambling nonsense with a chorus every few paragraphs.
Tomorrow knows, as bygone days go up in smoke, a human voice, it hollers in the throes. Gears of time are turning, onward undiscerning, where it comes to go. Tomorrow,
no. Machines aren't really all that new in the workplace. Even old Aristotle talked about the prospect of technological unemployment. He said, now picture me in a white bedsheet over the shoulder. And, oh, for whatever reason, I'm going to do kind of a British accent because in the movies, ancient Greeks always have British accents, I think. I don't know why. But, and also, don't hold me accountable for the way I pronounce some of these words. They're Greek to me. So Aristotle said...
For if every instrument could accomplish its own work, obeying or anticipating the will of others, like the statues of Daedalus or the tripods of Hephaestus, which, says the poet, of their own accord entered the assembly of the gods, if, in like manner, the shuttle would weave and the plectrum touch the lyre without a hand to guide them, chief workmen would not want servants, nor masters slaves.
Woo! That's some funky syntax, Aristotle. He was throwing around commas like grapes at a toga party. I think what he's trying to say is, if a robot can do it, nobody's going to pay you to do it. By medieval times, it was already coming true. The printing press, right? Invented by Gutenberg, whose great-great-grandson would go on to star in Police Academy. The printing press was probably responsible for taking like a million man-hours from monks with feathered pens. By the Industrial Revolution, which I like to say was... take your kids to work day, every day. The Industrial Revolution, well, machines were whirring up and banging out doodads, smogging up the city, generally steampunking us all headfirst towards the 20th century, when things would really start ticking.
Tomorrow knows, as bygone days go up in smoke, a human voice, it hollers in. Time are turning, onward undiscerning, where it comes to go, tomorrow knows.
First up on the old choppity-blockity, factory work. Machines have been making a lot of cogway there. Assembly lines have been partly, mostly, or entirely automated over the past 100 years. Brute force was the first to go, right? You know, stamp this, press that, rivets, benders, that kind of thing. But as the machines get more nimble, the finer, more detailed work's going to go too. That one's been sinking in for a long time, though, so everybody just kind of shrugs their shoulders. But pretty soon, a machine's going to do the shoulder shrugging too. Then what are you going to do, huh? You can't out-shrug a mechanical shrugger. It's like pneumatic, man. Not even Olympic-level shrugger Charles Grodin could compete. Shrug away, but it's no use. It's not stopping at assembly lines either. The cars are already on the road, the self-driving ones, right? That sounds good, though, eh? You know, I can binge-watch The Office reruns while my Tesla rubs my feet and navigates. Navigates right past a fleet of self-driving Mack trucks, trucks that used to employ drivers. All those thousands and thousands of truck drivers out of work within 10 years, maybe. Then who will listen to Coast to Coast at 4 a.m.? Yes, even George Norrie's going to be out of work. And the truck stop waitress, trucks don't eat flapjacks. And even if they do, in some kind of surprise turn of fuel technology, even if they do eat flapjacks, automatic flapjack flippers are standing by. Fast food, Starbucks, just about all the service industry. Toast, even toast will be toast. Automatic toast. That's what I said, automatic toast. That's a lot of working class folks out of work. And really soon. But it won't stop there. 15, maybe 20 years out, they'll abstract away from the physical. Very soon. Accounting, contracts, administration, anything where numbers move from here to there, words go this way or that. Basically the whole back end of an office. Yeah, they're coming for the middle class. Like Pac-Man hopped up on pills, eating jobs like ghosts. Run for the hills, the sky is falling, and it's coming down like chocolate rain.
Tomorrow knows, as bygone days go up in smoke. A human voice, it hollers in the throes. Gears of time are turning, onward undiscerning. Where it comes to go, tomorrow knows.
So what do we do? There's a buzz about UBI. It's not some kind of new gluten intolerance or something. No, UBI, Universal Basic Income. Everybody gets enough money to get by just for being there. People, Americans especially, they get a little prickly about the idea. Work hard, make money, right? No free lunch. If there's no jobs, you can't work, hard or otherwise. People got to do something. We can't just start turning them into Soylent Green. So maybe free money's the way to go. Turn the world into a hipster paradise where everyone just paints, relaxes, writes poems, wears man buns, snuggles together in groovy pillow forts. The brave new world. Machines out tilling the field, paving the roads, powering the grid, mowing the lawn, doing your taxes, driving around. A real automatic paradise. The robo-utopia. I'm sold. I think that's the solution. Not because it's logical or the best idea, because I'm lazy. And very, very lazy. So we're going to automate this week and see if we can't survive the coming job apocalypse. Stick around. It's going to happen with or without you.
Tomorrow knows, as bygone days go up in smoke. A human voice, it hollers in the throes. Gears of time are turning, onward undiscerning. And where it comes to go, tomorrow knows.
And as always, if you're offended by something you hear on the program this week, you can tweet me directly at @JPHouston, and you'll be promptly ignored. Now, you can keep up with our roving song reporter, William Valenti, on his blog, rantcaster.wordpress.com. Now, here with a musical op-ed on predator drones, William Valenti.
Thank you. In the cool, dark cocoon of a trailer near Reno, he stares at a video screen. Joystick in one hand, cup of Joe in the other, flying a robot unseen. Halfway around the planet, in the blue skies of Yemen, the predator circles its prey. A cruel, silent killer, unbound from emotion, a pawn in a deadly new play. And with the push of a button, a hellfire flies, a house blown to rubble, a terrorist dies. But the hellfire knows nothing about the others inside. It's just collateral damage to the pilot in the trailer in Reno. And there's no kind of glory in killing people you can't even see. But they die just the same in your video game. And the blood on the ground isn't free. No, the blood isn't free. Now the pilot's at home, breaking bread with his family, watching the news on TV. 10 children dead in a village in Yemen. See it live on your video feed. And the Pentagon bigwigs start spinning their lies to cover the innocents dead. It can't be avoided. Our freedoms are precious. All the journalists nodding their heads. For every dozen we kill, 100 more rise, their fists raised in hatred at the predator skies. And we say this is moral, and we say this ain't war. It's a surgical strike, but the dead tell the score, and we're losing, losing our way in the world. And there's no kind of glory in killing people you can't even see. But they die just the same in your video game. And the blood on the ground isn't free. No, the blood isn't free. And they die just the same, and we can't shift the blame. And the blood on the ground isn't free. No, the blood isn't free. Now the pilot in Reno pours a fresh cup of coffee and studies the night's battle plan. A terrorist thought to be hiding and scheming in the village in West Pakistan.
American Parlor Songbook is now available on PRX, and we're excited to be adding some new stations this season. Well, we're always looking for more ways to subvert the airwaves, so information is available on our website about how to suggest or request a local broadcast. We're also recording live episodes all year, bringing the program and our guests to venues all across Southern California. Our schedule is available online at our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com.
From Austin to Boston, from Little Rock to Sagatok, from Seattle to rhymes with Seattle. Everywhere you look, life is getting easier for the baker, the factory worker, even for mom in the kitchen. All thanks to automation.
Auto what now?
Mation, Billy. Automation.
Oh, you mean like doohickeys and dingas?
And gizmos.
Don't forget widgets.
Oh, you're a smart boy, Billy.
Thanks.
Who knows? Maybe automation can help you, too.
Nah, all I pretty much do is ride my bike around and poke stuff with a stick.
What about your paper route?
It doesn't take a robot to dump 50 papers in the ravine every morning.
Oh, the papers go door to door, Billy.
That's not what Homeless Pete taught me.
Yes, automation will even deliver your papers someday.
Then how will I make my $2?
Here, Billy, I'll show you.
Where are we going?
To tomorrow.
Oh, sorry, tomorrow's no good. Homeless Pete is showing me how to catch a sewer fish.
Not tomorrow, Billy. Tomorrow! Look down there, Billy.
Whoa! Look at all those doodads! Well,
there goes your paper route bot now.
Some technology. That dummy went right past the ravine.
He'll get the job done in record time.
Well, at least I'll still get my $2.
Not exactly, Billy.
Huh. Well, I guess I can always go down to the factory with Unky Rick.
There goes your uncle now, Billy.
Hey, why is he leaving the factory and walking into that liquor store?
That's right. Unky Rick can kick back now. He's been retired.
Let me guess. By a gizmo.
Now you're catching on.
Well, somebody's got to fix the gizmos, right? I could do that.
The fix machines have it covered.
So I'll fix those.
Sorry.
I'll fix the fix-a-fixes.
Keep trying.
So I'll fix the machines that fix the machines that fix the gizmos.
Sorry.
All right. Well, I can math pretty good, so I'll keep the books.
Taken.
Push the pencils. Middle management?
No.
Mr. Billy CEO.
Not with that inferior central processor, Billy.
So I get to kick back and relax in some kind of groovy jumpsuit at a sexy biodome somewhere?
I'll show you. Follow me.
All right, but this topia better start with a U and not a dis.
This way!
And lemons.
Oh, it's not so bad, Billy.
Then why am I under a bridge using homeless Pete for a blanket?
Oh, so the trackers don't spot you, of course.
What do they want with me?
Something's got to power the system.
So I'm Soylent Green?
More like Matrix juice.
Aww.
Oh, you better keep moving, Billy. Here they come.
Hey, let me go. Ow! Cut it out.
Yes, from Alaska to Nebraska. Everything is easier with automation.
We'll be hearing some special in-studio performances by a great indie rock group out of Riverside, California, led by singer-songwriter Anthony Pedroza. Ladies and gentlemen, Fellow Robot.
Through technology, humans have the ability to be more connected than ever these days. But do our devices help or hinder the process?
Oh,
can find information about our musical guests on their website, therobotsguidetomusic.com. Let's have another song from fellow robot.
I'm With You is a good old-fashioned love story written by a group of my friends celebrating the love of Jen and Tony Barba.
I spent hours getting ready for our night in the city. I came to your door in the pouring rain, and you let me in. Did I ever tell you I started to love you? I spent hours watching you play. I'll be there whenever you need me, and miss you when you're away. I will be here for you every day. Spend our time.
Monsters came in rubber and grease paint. Starfields were backdrops, and the living machines were forged of leftover air vent parts, fish bowls and cheese grater chest plates. Real in the light, moving on the lens, and into our big saucer eyes, where the imagination did the rest. I'd get so excited I'd freak. Hot summer, a mile down the block there, camped out since 10 a.m. on the cement, just waiting to get inside that cool, cool cinema, stick my face in the popcorn, and come up for air in outer space. Yeah, so they must have cracked the boy-kid code and discovered my weak spot. If you put a robot sidekick in the commercial, I'd be there. The sidekicks, they started spreading outside of sci-fi, though, down to Earth, right? They gave them their own whole movies to buzz around. And heck, by Rocky IV, even Polly, the sidekick, had his own sidekick, a mechanical one, a robot, for Polly. It truly was the golden age of cinema. As much as any one of my sisters had sidekick potential, none of them had wheels. And as many times as I tried to scotch tape Christmas lights to the weird neighbor kid, he wasn't artificially intelligent. He wasn't intelligent at all, actually. And as much as I liked the cat and the hamster, no. I needed a real sidekick, a real electric sidekick, and I needed one soon.
Raw power.
Look at it go! Foggy video kids with bowl cuts on the square box TV. After G.I. Joe and before the old Brady Bunch rerun. 2-minute break crammed with light brights and games of life and newfangled remote control things and a cool new Lego knockoff with moving motorized parts. And now back to Scooby-Doo. That's it. I'm not going to sit around here waiting for technology to bring me my very own best digital buddy. No, I'm going to go full Kid Frankenstein and build one myself down in the garage. One busted RC part at a time. I hit my brother's room. My brother, he tore everything apart. Radios, computers, motors from the microwave tray, whatever. It just all piled up on a desk, connected with alligator clips. You had to ground yourself before you got too close, because he'd just leave those clips dangling there, jacked right into the alternating current. If you got hit, though, you could at least radio out for help using the CB radio there. Alive. It's alive. I did it. Practically the first Roomba. This thing could move around autonomously. And when it hit the wall, or it came to an impasse at the couch, it'd turn itself around and go the other way. Sure, the outer shell was just corrugated cardboard, but inside, strokes of pure genius. And taped to the back there, the icing on the cake, its voice box. A speak-and-spell, you remember those, a speak-and-spell, which if you knew how to use it right, with the right combination of letters, the wrong ones, maybe backwards, upside down, you could even make it swear. Perfect for some comic relief at the exact right moment in some kind of inevitable space adventure that we, of course, be getting up to. And then when my dad came home. Dad, a true nerd in his prime. From his sandals over his socks, past his pocket protector, up to his thick glasses. Of course, he was all in on the latest 80s tech. So I debuted it for him like a real Apple conference, you know, presented his brilliant kid's invention. His eyes grew wide. Genuine surprise across his face. This is gold. He's going to fund a whole army of these things. I'm going to take over the world. You made this, he says. How does it know when to turn around? This is really impressive. Where's the sensor? What's the processor? He moves for the unit. No, it's all right, Dad. I've got it under control. Let me see. Hold on. Sign the ND first, Dad. It's got to be some kind of sensor. And then he picks it up. His face goes from pride to disappointment faster than you can say Al Capone's vault. Under that cardboard box with the speak-and-spell taped to the back, my brilliant invention. Underneath, inside, just my sister's pet hamster in his plastic ball.
Flashing lights, rolling wheels in the sky. Big kid eyes, dreaming wild and wide. Sun, shooting jacks with the stars when the world was ours.
APS is on Twitter at Parlor Songbook, and you can find information about the program on our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com. Now, we love hearing from our listeners, and there's a contact link there on the page. Sometimes I'll even answer your letters in a song on the air. So if you need advice, or it's your grandmother's 100th birthday, or you just plain want to tell us how much you hate the program, just write J.P. Houston Sings in the subject line, and you never know, you just might get a response on the air. We take you now inside the mind of our friend and one-man sketch group, comedian Stephen Benequist. Here he is with another one of his public radio send-ups.
Good morning, and welcome to SMART, the Santa Monica Art Show on KCRW in Santa Monica, California, where we start your day talking with a new artist. Well, not new as an artist, but new to you. I'm your host, Jerry Close. Today, I'll be talking with local artist Carl Barlson. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Jerry.
Mr. Barlson, you work in many media, principally in paint, also acrylic, pen and ink, ceramic, gouache, frozen glacier. And you express yourself in many forms, landscape, portrait, still life. You are perhaps best known for the murals that adorn the local rec center, for which you often make fundraising appearances. Also, you, Mr. Barlson, are no stranger to awards. In 2000, you took the red ribbon at the Figs Hugsby Gallery. In 1996, you took first place in the Tri-State 5K charity walk/paint event. And in 1989, you were a runner-up in the biggest miniature ceramics event. And we all know you are divorced and a father of three. Mr. Barlson teaches art at City High, where he is affectionately known as Mr. B.
Jerry, you're embarrassing me.
I'm just reading your press kit. So, Carl Barlson, what is it like to be the artistic center of your community?
Well, I don't know that...
Excuse me, Carl, but can I get you to begin your responses with, so? It's a formality.
So?
Yes, this is NPR, and that's just how we do things here.
Even if I'm not concluding anything?
Just so.
I see. So, where were we?
So, I'm trying to find out what makes Carl Barlson tick. What would you say will be the Carl Barlson legacy?
My legacy? So, that's a hard habit to pick up.
Once you do, you'll never lose it, trust me.
So, probably my biggest legacy so far is a sculpture I made as a very young artist in the early 80s called The Wanting. I was studying as an apprentice to Baja California's greatest ceramicist, Vladimir Gomez, and I was using some illicit substances that were popular at the time, very experimental period. And The Wanting, you may have seen it without knowing it was mine. It's a chimpanzee on a surfboard wearing sunglasses and a tank top with the Corona insignia on the back. And the Playboy bunny on the front. He's making an ooh noise with his mouth or shape. And it just really took off. I didn't get proper credit for it. I'm basically anonymous, but it has been rehashed and copied and sold to the tune of, I'm told, 150,000 in the last 30 years as you're crossing the border either way, but especially from Tijuana into the United States of America.
Well, are you an artist or an artiste?
Well, how are you differentiating that?
Well, let's think of it this way. Are you an artist with a capital A or a lowercase a?
I like to think of myself as an uppercase for the lower classes.
Thought-provoking. And if you could see me, head-scratching. Your art is very visual, is that fair to say?
In that... it's best when looked at, I think so.
Oh, well, how about tactile? Has anyone ever told you, and I'm running my fingers over one of your works right now, and it's a real turn-on.
Well, that might be an accidental benefit, you could say. However, I did once put on a show for the Braille Institute over on Vermont Avenue in Los Angeles, and my work was very much appreciated. I thought.
Fascinating. Can we hear some of your art?
I'm not sure.
Well, let's just move on. Carl Barlson, what gets you angry?
Being cut off in traffic.
What about artistically?
I'd say when people don't realize that I'm in the room and they make disparaging comments about my art, such as, that head's too big for that body, or is she supposed to be cross-eyed? And I just think to myself, you know, you don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like.
No, they don't. They don't know what it's like. I understand that one of your more controversial pieces was the mural that adorned the WAMU. The WAMU.
Yes, the bank.
Yes, you did a work on the WAMU, and I understand it displayed some soccer players?
Yes, the WAMU commissioned a work for me, and it was up for about 6 months before they whitewashed it. But I did have the Children's Soccer League displayed. Actually, I was trying to attract funds for more paint so I could fix it so that all of the players would have the same number of legs. Even if that isn't true of the actual team, the city really wanted that to be the case.
Well, that's interesting. So you don't pander?
I don't pander, but I do, you know, I like to make people happy.
Well, that's kind of pandering.
Tomato, tomato, I suppose.
Yes. Or in my case, always tomato. Carl Barlson, what gets you in a tizzy?
Was I supposed to let you breathe a little bit there?
Whatever floats your boat.
Not quite sure what you mean by that.
Well, then I'll just move on.
Well, you could explain it.
No, I think I'll just move on. Carl Barlson, what do you want viewers of your work to feel?
So...
Oh, you remembered.
Yes, so...
You know, that's all the time we have. Sorry to rap in the middle of a sentence like that, but, Carl Barlson, where can people find you if they want to know more about you and your work and... What's kicking with you?
Well, I do have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Carl Barlson, CARLBARLSSEN. And I'm about to launch my own little YouTube show where each time on Shh, we take a quiet moment to appreciate some of the great works of art. And you can find me there, same spelling of my name. It's been a real pleasure to be here with you. And
it's been a real pleasure to talk with you, Carl Barlson. I'm Jerry Close, and we'll see you again next week on SM Art.
Comedian Stephen Bennequist. Now, we have time for one more song from Fellow Robot.
Being a father is incredibly rewarding for me, but there are days that I feel like I'm doing everything wrong or backwards. It's challenging raising a child who is so brilliant and strong-willed. This song goes out to my son, Orion, my son of fire.
There are
that I can't shake. The feeling we are lost. There are nights when I can't find Orion. I didn't mean to hurt you again.
That's our show. Thanks for listening to American Parlor Songbook. Thanks for our roving musical reporter, William Valenti, comedian Stephen Benequist, and fellow robot. APS is produced by the American Parlor Company, presented by KVCR, and available on PRX. You can find information about the program on our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com.
Wendell!
We'll return next week with another fun show.
Wendell!
Come up to a taping sometime.
Wendell!
Yes, Mother, what is it?
How do I tweet?
Climb a tree and ask a bird.
No, you techno rube. Tweet on the Worldwide Information Supernet.
Upgrading from stone tablets, are we?
Whatever. I've been logging on now for weeks. I even have my own electronic mailbox.
Let me guess. CrazyOldLady37@steamengine.com.
Try Ingenue92 at Model Mayhem.
92, your age.
No, the year I was born.
Mother, no one is going to believe you're 20-something years old.
It's called Photo Store, Wendell. Look it up.
Shop, Martha.
No, on the Supernet, you goon.
All right, you're 20-something. Now, may I please get some sleep?
No, not until you help me tweet.
Well, you're squawking now. Does that count?
Will you just get out of bed and help me with these buttons?
All right, here we go.
Okay, look, I'm still logged on to my account.
Screen legend Martha Young. Oh, brother.
Now, I want to tweet it. So what do I do?
Let's see here. The button there, you press that.
What about the words?
You type them, Martha.
With what?
The keyboard there.
What, this thing?
Yes.
Oh, Lance only showed me the gerbil.
The what?
The gerbil, you moron. Click, click.
Oh, the mouse.
Whatever.
Well, next to that mouse there is a keyboard. Those funny shapes on the keys, those are letters.
I know what letters are, you fruit.
Well, good. Then you press them and you make words, and then you push that button on the screen there that says tweet.
All right. Hello, losers. I'm Martha Young. Read it and weep and tweet. And tweet. It's not tweet. Now, tweet. Tweet, tweet, it's not working.
Don't press on the screen, Martha. Use the mouse.
The what?
The gerbil.
Well, why didn't you say so? And, tweeted.
Success. You've told your 5 followers they're losers. Mission accomplished, I guess.
What 5?
You have 5 people in your lonely audience.
That's 5K, you nitwit, as in 1,000.
How on earth did you convince 5,000 strangers to look at your ramblings?
Randall helped me.
That fraud. What did he put you up to this time?
He simply helped me post a little picture, retweeted it to his followers, and voila, 5K, baby.
I'm afraid to ask. What picture?
Yeah, this one.
What am I looking at there?
I'm not surprised you don't recognize the female form.
What form?
The twits seem to enjoy it.
Did you read the comments?
The what?
Comments. Look below the picture there.
Oh, I love it when people talk about me.
We'll see about that. Here's one. LOL granny skin.
What granny?
You granny.
Oh, the screen must be broken.
Here's another. Barf. Rotten pancakes.
Oh, they're just jealous.
You know, Mother, a little modesty wouldn't hurt.
If you've got it, flaunt it.
For the whole world to see.
Well, why not?
you have to show them everything?
Minute by minute, Wendell. Randall says I can become a famous meme.
Meme? With suspenders and white makeup?
Meme, old man. It's what all the young people are talking about.
Photos of old lady parts.
And plates of food and selfers.
What is a selfer?
It's where you hold the camera up like this, then you tilt your head down, you stick your lips out, and snap a JPEG for the Instagrams.
And this ridiculous monkey face, it makes you a meme.
I think so.
I don't understand.
Well, the kids seem to.
Just picture after picture of your pasty white skin, and they love it.
Will you give me a little credit for versatility? Randall captured the entire party tonight.
That charlatan is just trying to exploit you again.
Randall... What exploit?
Where do I begin? Your baby Jane float in the Pride Parade? Or what about the adult diapers commercial? Or your failed Bravo pilot?
I can out-tramp any of those housewives.
Real Old Ladies of Hollywood was filmed on a cellular phone and consisted mostly of you falling and Randall voguing.
Bravo seemed to like it.
They threw you out of the building.
Yes, but they filmed it.
For evidence.
Randall said to go big.
He is not out for your best interest.
Every diva needs a swishy sycophant by her side.
Yes, but not one sneaking up behind them with a knife.
Oh, you are such a drama queen.
All right, not a knife, but here, a plate of mashed potatoes.
What are you talking about?
Right there, 1:45 a.m., that pic titled, see, Sleeping Beauty. There you are with a crown of mashed potatoes on your head.
Yes, and I'm hilarious.
You're unconscious.
I'm hilarious in my sleep.
But what about this one?
Ooh. Edgy, I like it.
Martha, you're stark raving mad on the balcony. Now, if I recall, you were singing It's Raining Men at the top of your lungs and attempting to toss guests over the railing.
There was a pool below.
Yes, thankfully for Elton's poor puppy dog.
That ugly mutt can swim.
We were more concerned if it could fly.
Blah, 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 blah. She loves me. Oh, and there's the picture that proves it.
She's showing you her teeth.
Smiling.
Right, let's continue with our little slideshow of horrors, shall we?
What is that?
That would be you, my darling wife, with your head in the toilet.
Erase that one. I don't like it.
All right, let's see. I just clicked the trash and, well, there, it's all gone.
No, it's still there.
Oh, no.
What? What?
I'm sorry, Martha. I'm afraid it might be worse than I thought.
What? Well, spit it out.
It appears as though these people here, all these people, they've reappropriated your little display.
What do you mean?
Well, look.
Oh, no. Oh.
There's pages of them. There you are with your head in a velociraptor, and there you are in space, and there you are with that Kardashian's bottom.
Oh, how dare they?
Well, Martha, you might have been asking for it.
Well, take them down.
It doesn't work that way.
That Randall. Oh, I will kill him!
I warned you.
Oh, I'm ruined, Wendell!
Oh, come now, Martha, listen. You've come back from far worse than this. As always, you recovered.
Yes, but that was before all of this technology. Once it was done, it was done forever.
Well, times have changed, Martha. If you put it out there...
Any buffoon can just use me for their own amusement.
Hold on. Maybe that's it.
That's what?
Here, look. Free autographed 8x10 for the best meme and tweet.
What are you doing? No, you'll encourage them.
Yes, exactly. Perhaps if you embrace it, well, maybe you can make it your own. You know, show them who's boss.
Oh, I see.
Yes, we'll see who has the real sense of humor.
Run with it.
Yes, you're getting the picture now.
The picture.
Yes.
Open it up.
All right.
Now put one of those little thought bubbles.
All right.
Now write in it E equals MC squared.
Oh, that's good.
Hilarious.
Yes. Should I post it then?
No, wait. Put the whole thing on Kim Kardashian's bottom.
Oh, they're going to love
it. Now post it.
No, wait, one more thing.
What?
Let me join you there. Here I am. We'll just perch me on the edge of that toilet bowl there, and perfect.
Oh, that's nice.
You mean it's funny, dear?
No, I mean it's sweet. Joining me on the wall of shame.
Well, I like to stand by my woman, even if it is on the edge of a toilet.
My hero.
Well, now we just wait for the hits to roll in. We turn this thing around, one self-effacing click at a time. And then when they're all looking, we hit them with a song.
Oh, a song. Let's do it now. Cabaret.
Patience, Martha. Let it simmer.
Oh, no. I can't wait.
It's okay. We'll just get some rest. And when we get up in the morning, right in the middle of their boring work days, we'll hit them with it.
No, now, Wendell. New York, New York.
In the morning, dear. Get some rest for that voice. You're going to need it, for Oops, I Did It Again.
Perfect.
Yes, with a swing beat.
A smush-up.
Oh, no, it's called a mash-up, I think.
I'll wear my white dress and a tiara.
Yes, dear, yes, in the morning.
Oh, my mind is racing, Wendell.
I know just the thing. Then.
Barbiturates?
Close.
Second arm?
No, a burcuse.
Oh, is that a benzo?
No, it's a lullaby, Martha.
Perfect.
Martha, the sun has bowed its head. Our friends have all gone home to bed. We burn the candle end to end. Remember what I've said time and time again. Every evening ends, but you don't need to fret, 'cause I'll be by your side. Sleep tight. Good night.